35 million American adults download tunes online. That's American adults, not teenagers. Most people, though, download single songs, not entire albums. NPR's Netta Ulaby wondered how new technology might affect a beloved old format.
The concept of the album as a cohesive work of art in itself began back in the mid-60s. Music critic Jim DeRogatis says before, albums were basically a bunch of singles slapped together. He credits the advent of multi-track recording and the innovation of musicians.
And the Beatles at Abbey Road were working with George Martin, and suddenly they realized they had a much broader palette of sounds, and they could take the listener on a journey that lasted over the course of two sides of vinyl. With Sgt. Pepper's
Lonely Hearts Club. The power of these journeys was nothing short of revolutionary for fans and the industry, says Tim Quirk. He's a musician who also directs programming for an online music service called Rhapsody.
The creative force was so great that it took you away from singles as sort of dominating the market, and you got into LPs taking over people's lives and even taking over radio programming.
Quirk doesn't think the new trend of downloading singles will threaten the existence of albums as we know them.
Oh, no, not at all. I think even if you just look over the last couple of years, there's arguably more artists making better album-based rock music, at least, than there has been for a long, long time. Whether that's the Flaming Lips or Radiohead or Wilco.
I am an American aquarium drinker.
These bands work in what we might soon start calling the album tradition. One of its foremost practitioners is musician-producer Todd Rundgren. He's also a videographer and software programmer who's experimented with music and technology for over 30 years.
Before there were ever recordings, it seemed like serious composers always gravitated toward the long form, towards doing symphonic works as opposed to 3-minute minuets all the time.
Likewise, Rundgren says, serious rockers won't be satisfied unless they can make what he calls masterworks, grand statements that require more time and thought than the 3 or so minutes allotted to singles. That's also preferred by some fans.
Not because they always want to spend an hour every time they're listening to a record, but they like the kind of big payoff that a long player is. Because this is
I haven't thought in terms of an album for probably a decade. I'd rather be making singles.
Singer Perry Farrell released an album a few months ago with his group Jane's Addiction, but he resents his lack of control over it.
Record companies have gotten to be such hacks that they have made the idea of doing a full record almost impossible for an artist. It's disheartening. What little respect they have for people that have concepts of albums.
Farrell says the major labels churn out albums that rely on one heavily promoted hit. The rest of the music is viewed as filler to justify charging $15 or $20. This formula doesn't necessarily result in quality. So, Farrell says, he focuses on individual songs.
Because the albums stink. Record companies are only going to try to make 1 or 2 songs at best off of this, you know, what used to be the concept of a beautiful album. That's what kills me.
Farrell would prefer to slowly release his music on the internet, 1 song at a time. But he doesn't believe the existing online music services are satisfactory either. Many artists' catalogs aren't completely available, and proper distribution is still a work in progress. Todd Rundgren is especially critical of paper song models, like iTunes.
It was a mistake in the first place to try and commoditize music so severely. In other words, to try and say that every song is worth 99 cents. It trivializes the music itself.
If the album will be supplanted by new ways of consuming music, Rundgren says, the method of delivery must allow for artistic ambition. Recently, it's the audience making aesthetic choices.
The audience has been in the driver's seat for the first time. I mean, it used to be artists. Then it was record labels. Now it's the audience who's in charge of defining exactly how the music will be experienced.
But maybe soon, Rundgren says, artists will start exploring the creative possibilities of the online medium and use it to think about music differently. the way the Beatles did with LPs some 30 years ago. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.